Right, what about Christmas time in Crumlin? How many people enjoy Christmas in Crumlin? Is Crumlin the sort of place you associate with a fabulous Christmas experience? Let me speak to one of the councillors, Mervyn Ray, who's from the Ulster Unionist Party. Mervyn, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Mervyn, are you in any way close to Crumlin? Are your constituents in Crumlin? Are you a Crumlin person? Or are you somewhere else in this massive council area that would have turned your back on Crumlin?
Frank, I'm born and bred in the Crumlin area. I live 3 miles out of Crumlin, but Crumlin is my base, my home. I belong really to Cleed, where I was born, bred, brought up. So that's within the immediate Crumlin area.
So you're a man who would want a Christmas tree in Crumlin, and the decision is being made that for the first time, Crumlin will have no Christmas tree.
Correct. My argument is, within the, as you've said, the huge borough now, we have 5 towns, 4 of which are having a Christmas tree and Christmas lights. For some reason or other, initially, way back in February, Crumlin was excluded. The local councillors raised it at that time, but we were outvoted. I have yet to be given a reason why one of the 5 towns has been omitted. So that's my point on principle. Really doesn't matter. I know I'm fighting for Crumlin, but anywhere, when there's 5 towns, why should 4 out of the 5 get a Christmas tree and the 5th one deleted, excluded, discriminated upon, whatever way you want to describe it?
But is Crumlin as worthy of a Christmas tree as these other fine places? Antrim. Antrim's almost a city. It's so big. Antrim is a fine place. Randallstown. Oh, the romance of Randallstown. You couldn't have Christmas without a Christmas tree in Randallstown. It's just something about the beating heart of Ulster is epitomised in Randallstown and lovely market towns like that. Ballyclare, my goodness, famous for its May Fair. Imagine taking Christmas out of Ballyclare. And the Glens of Gormley, Glen Gormley, that is nothing. Jeepers, you took the Christmas tree out of Glen Gormley, Glen Gormley would die. So surely Crumlin, if the money isn't there, Crumlin's the one place that could do without a Christmas tree because it has the benefit of the lights from the airport.
Tell me, Frank, who tuitioned you to praise 4 and not 5? I have nothing against the other 4. I agree with you. But my principle is 5 towns. Why 4 and not 5? So you have buttered up the others. So you tell me why 1 has been excluded.
I'm not so sure that I buttered up Glen Gormley, but however, yes, I've seen the good in them all. I'm trying to save the ratepayers' money here. And, you know, a Christmas tree can be a very expensive thing by the time you put lights on it and everything.
Yes, we know that. But the amount of money, originally back in February, I think it was £230,000 or £250,000. We weren't wanting any more money. We were simply asking that be divided amongst 5 instead of 4. That would have given everyone a fair crack. Now, you say about the other towns. What about the ratepayers in Crumlin?
So you're not getting...
Why should they not?
Of course, I'm with you here. And in actual fairness, the more Christmas trees that are up, the better for the like of me, because I sometimes get invited to switch them on, and I love that. So if they're doing away with Christmas trees, this is not good for business. Having said that, you said £250,000. That's, of course, much more than a Christmas tree. This is proper decorating of the town, I presume, that you're not getting.
That's correct. The street lights and all that goes with the Christmas tree. And these lights are expensive. And that's why the council had to take a conscious decision to cut back. And that's why villages, unfortunately, are being deleted this time. But my point is, and I'm sorry for the villages, I would love to see everywhere getting their Christmas decorations, as always. But my point is, where is the criteria that excludes one town?
So when you talk about the villages, are you making reference to the likes of Ballyduffin, Ballynure, and Ballyrobert, and Bonmore, and Strait Village, and Temple Patrick, Tildurg, Tombridge, places like that, that are they're losing out, but you see Crumlin as a big town, as a town with a significant footfall. People love living in Crumlin, they love going to Crumlin, and Christmas is not going to be the same in Crumlin. In fairness to you, Mervyn, it's very easy to see your argument. You know, I'm asking the odd sort of left field question, but I would expect Crumlin to be lit up at Christmas, courtesy of the council, as opposed to the local shopkeepers having to do it. And I know Dunmurry, which is my sort of neck of the woods, the local shopkeepers and the church and whoever, people there, indeed a bit of effort made by the Church of Ireland down there, and Dunmurry Dental Practice, different people doing their bit to brighten up Dunmurry this last couple of years. Once you take the lights away, you really do miss them.
You certainly do. And I mean, Christmas is supposed to be a time of goodwill. Where's the goodwill for Crumlin?
Where is the goodwill for Crumlin? That is the question we will ask. Will Crumlin be the same without its Christmas lights? Mervyn, is it a done deal, or can you still appeal? Like, it is October.
The community association has applied for a grant, has been awarded 5,000. The airport is giving them 2. So there is a little funding there. But I would have accepted a counter motion on Monday night, that being that Crumlin would be included as one of the 5 towns from next year. That's fine. I would have accepted that. But I asked, if this £7,000 was spent this year, would the council cover insurance? Now, it takes professionals to erect the street lights and the points where they're connected. A volunteer can do that. And what if someone gets hurt or whatever, falls off a ladder? I would have accepted that counter motion if on the small budget this year, Crumlin would have been given cover of insurance. That was defeated also.
Dear, oh dear, Crumlin really is being left out. I feel for you, Mervyn, and for other councillors who are fighting Crumlin's cause here. You've put your pitch very, very well indeed. This is the new super council for the area, and Crumlin does sound like as if it's being disadvantaged. Mervyn, thanks for flying the flag for Crumlin. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
That is Mervyn Ray from the Ulster Unionist. This is Antrim and Newton Abbey Borough Council. There's more to it, a longer name than that, isn't it? And they've got a significant amount of money to spend, but most of it is going to Antrim, Randallstown, Ballyclare and Glengormley, and of course the fabulous Enchanted Winter Gardens, which are a beautiful thing in Antrim. But the money doesn't spread the whole way around, and as a result, Crumlin may not see Christmas. Chris is from Crumlin. Good morning, Chris.
Hello, Frank. Thanks for having me on.
Disappointed?
You could say that, yes. Haven't seen the figures yet, Frank, but what my point would be is that there's no socially conscious intentions from the guys that made these decisions. This has a real human impact on the people of Crumlin, children, and it leaves the people of Crumlin feeling quite disenfranchised from South Antrim. What I would worry about is that going forward this becomes their intent yearly. The other thing is that they seem to have given the funding out to 4 towns. I'm not sure because I haven't seen these figures yet, but it seems to be that they've gotten close to full funding. I don't understand it. It should have been around 80% and then they can spread it over the 5 towns, Frank. I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but it certainly makes sense to me.
Yeah, I think they could have spread the butter a little thinly and included Crumlin, because there's something about just the image of your town, and it's had a few challenges down the years, and there have been some stories about lack of employment and indeed incidents that have happened in the general vicinity of Crumlin that it tends to get on the news for all the wrong reasons. And to take Christmas out of Crumlin just seems like almost an unfair thing to do, as if you're the poor cousin.
Well, certainly Christmas time is supposed to be a time when people can feel pride about where they live and they can come together as one community. I do feel that there's a lot of work to be done around that, especially with the people making those decisions recently there. It goes further than just Christmas decorations. It's a sign of intent of where they actually value Crumlin within South Antrim. I'm concerned. I know Mervyn spoke very well there, but certainly Anne-Marie Logue has been working very, very, very hard for the people of South Antrim and the people of Crumlin in particular. But, you know, her protests seem to be falling on deaf ears at the moment.
Yeah, your local councillors are, you know, you're rarely all in unison, but you're all in agreement that the Christmas tree and the Christmas lights are important to your town. And the shopkeepers, the children you've mentioned, the general ambience of summer is added to by half-decent lights. I saw the deterioration recently in Dunmurry, and I mentioned, you know, that the local dentist and the local rector, they made an effort to get trees up and put up a bit of lighting. And you notice it when Christmas week comes, because a town without Christmas is like a pub without beer, isn't it?
That's a good way of putting it. Yes, there's been efforts around Crumlin recently with potted trees and things as well. You know, but it certainly does take a wee bit of support. And if the support network is in place, then people can, you know, you need that incentive to continue going. And for people to take pride in their town, they certainly need to see that other people from outside the town take pride in it. And, you know, the message is wrong whenever the funding's cut completely. You know, the message is wrong. We're getting a very clear signal that there's no pride in Crumlin. We're getting a very clear signal that there's no value for Crumlin.
That's a sad picture that we're painting this morning, but I see we are coming from Chris. Thanks for raising it with us. Thank you to Mervyn Ray from the Ulster Unionist Party as well, to the other politicians from, I think, a variety of parties who are trying to get the lights on in Crumlin for Christmas. Good luck to you. Good luck to you indeed. 0289 033 105. Now, I have a statement from the council. The council agreed its Christmas arrangements back in February of 2018, which included the provision of Christmas trees, festive lighting and Christmas switch-on events in four key locations across the borough, namely Antrim, Randallstown, Ballyclare and Glengormley. The decision to reduce the expenditure on Christmas programming followed a review in 2017, which was promoted by the refund of approximately £1 million of rates due to Belfast International Airport. This review identified that over recent years, the council's spend on Christmas events had increased to approximately £460,000 per year. As a result of the review, in September 2017, the council agreed to reduce its expenditure on Christmas events in the future by 50% to £230,000. This is not good news, of course, for someone like me who gets a turnout of switching on lights. It looks like as if we'll not be in Crumlin this year. At the council meeting in February 2018, the council considered two options for the provision of Christmas events, either two events in Antrim and Ballyclare, or four events in Antrim, Randallstown, Ballyclare and Glengormley, both of which sought to achieve a balance across the legacy council areas. The decision made was to support the four events as outlined. The Christmas programme for 2018 will also continue to include other key community events, such as tea dances, carol services, and of course the one we mentioned, the increasingly popular Enchanted Winter Gardens event down in Antrim. So in seeking to achieve the required expenditure and to deliver, as agreed, two events in each of the legacy council areas, the number of locations to be provided with Christmas trees, festive lighting and Christmas switch-on events has been reduced from 22 to 4. Remember, there's all these little villages as well that aren't getting anything. Places that we mentioned like Abbots Cross, Ballyduff, Ballynewer, Ballyrobert, Bonmore, Strayed, Rathcoole, White Abbey, Tildarg and so on. If you're that size, you're getting nothing. However, if you're as big as Crumlin, you're missing out as well. The four big biggies, they're getting it all. Is it fair? Do let us know. If you're from Crumlin, you know, make a shout. It's not even Halloween. Maybe we can get you lights before Christmas time.